Kevin, I suppose when you look at your recent form, it was good to get back to getting something on the board, because the last three games, disappointing with those defeats.
Yeah, the way to Cove, we kind of no qualms. They were the better side. We deserved to lose against Tweedy and against Athlone. We'd done enough and created enough chances to win the game, but we didn't. And at this level, when you don't take your chances, coming away from Longford with a point, that's one more welcome, because a clean sheet in this league is hard to come by. And we were down so many bodies. We were three out of our back four was missing tonight, and the boys that came in stepped up, and that's really, really encouraging for us as a staff, you know.
And then you obviously had to take players off as well, injured.
Yeah, players came off injured. Players are cramping because they haven't played at this level. We had the majority under 20s on that pitch tonight. That is the most pleasing thing for us as staff. You don't know how they're going to react, and Longford are important, and they're on the up, and they have a lot of good players, and you can see that they're well drilled. The young boys came in and stood up, and he had another 16-year-old had to come off injured last week, and he patched himself up, and he was determined to play.
Because I was listening to you after the Athlone game, and then I was thinking, do you have the same medical staff as the Limerick Hurlers or the St Pat's?
They patched Josh up, and to be fair, he was superb.
Great footballer. Himself and Gavin McAteer, for me, when you think of the age they are.
Yeah, two 16-year-olds.
But either age, performances.
Yeah, and they're brave on the ball, and we try within reason, given that freedom to go and express themselves. But again, as I says, very, very pleasing to get a clean sheet. Longford could have won it by a chance at the end, and we certainly could have won it.
You probably had, when you think of it, first half we can forget about it. It was very poor. But overall, when you think of it, you're probably the better chances. But neither keeper had a really good save
I would agree. I think both sets of forwards, I don't know if it was just that.
There's no Kevin McHugh out there, is there?
That slow, kind of sticky pitch at this time of the year, sometimes it can just get caught under a striker's feet or a forward's feet, and that doesn't lend itself to the goal. So
we said that would be Patrick's
That's me. Yeah, that's me trying to be as nice as I can. But we should be probably coming away with 3 points, because if we score that, I think it was 7 minutes to go, we won the game. But anyway, again, pleasing, clean sheet. The defenders are delighted in there, and something we've been working hard on, you know.
Yeah, because that's what I noticed, that in the last couple of games you had conceded goals, and you'd only scored one goal in the last three games. But creating those chances, I suppose if you weren't creating those chances, you would be worried.
Yeah, as a staff, it's the exact thing we had a conversation with the group about.
Like getting a job in your management team.
Yeah, I know. You're coming up with all the right answers. But we've been working hard on creating chances, and we've been doing that. We just haven't been taking them. And that happens in football. At times you go through a period where you're not getting any goals and you're conceding goals. So hopefully we can maybe shore up the back, and then eventually at this level, when you stay in the game and create chances, hopefully it'll come your way then.
You know what the First Division is about, though. It's about picking up these points. And as you said for yourself, for the likes of Oisín, keeping that clean sheet, you know, your defenders keeping that clean sheet gives them a little bit of confidence.
Yeah. It's not just about getting their forwards confidence. It's important that our defenders and our midfielders put on a serious shift tonight, as did our wingers. But it's just probably both teams probably lacked that wee bit of quality in the final third. Both sets of forwards kind of rushed things. And again, it was just slow and lethargic in the final third. But we're away from home. Three defeats in the
top. This is your derby game, really.
Yeah, it really is our derby game, because it's our closest game, yeah.
Kevin, when you do look at both squads, and no disrespect to the people that are involved in your club, when you have small budgets, it's very hard to get the squads, and then you have to make do, and then you look at other clubs that are able to throw away money, and then it's not going to work. At least Longford Town and Finn Harps are doing it the right way, that you just can't give out big wages. You can't give out
no you
big
can't budgets. Them days are gone. We've, as a club, it's well documented now, we've gone down a certain path where we want the best players locally to come in and play with our football club. We want our best academy players, and then if there's players out there that we feel can really add and help the group along, that's what we're looking to do. And I just seen the night.
Is that something that you're happy with? Because you're a local guy. You've played with Harps. You know what Harps is about.
Yeah.
You've been involved as well with the football club in the last, I don't know how many years. So is that something that, you know, you're pleased the way they're going?
Yeah. There's nobody in that squad will get minutes on the pitch unless they deserve it, and they don't just come up from the 20s and just go straight into our team. It doesn't happen that way. They train. They could be training for months. They could be travelling up and down the country. For Adam McDade, hasn't kicked the ball since Bray game about 10 games ago, and he's travelled up and down the country. He's played with 20s, he's done his runs off the pitch, and he came on the night, he's buzzing, he's ready for it, and he played fantastically well. So that's a that's the kind of thing that's really pleasing, because you're trying to create that culture. If you do your work and you stick with it, you'll get your chance.
Yourself, how are you finding it? You know, obviously you've played the game, you've been involved in management with other sides of Finn Harps, but you know, now with the first team, has it been tougher than you expected? I suppose if you didn't have as many injuries, things probably would be a lot better. But
yeah, things could be made a wee bit easier for me, for experienced players still
on the
pitch.
Are you hoping to go to Lourdes or Fatima maybe during that transfer?
No, I knew exactly what I was getting into. I knew exactly where we were as a squad and what we need as a squad. There will be players leaving in July and there'll be players coming in July. We've identified that already and we're working hard on that. But it's really important that we continue to bring through your Oisin Cooney's, Josh Collins, Aaron McLaughlin's.
The guys that know what the club is about.
People that know what the club's about. And it's not nice when you're getting beat, because I feel it more than most, because I'm local and I'm so involved in the club and heavily involved. So we as a staff take that really personally, but sometimes you have to suck it up and move on very quickly. You can't dwell on it because of what we have at our disposal at the minute, but we're just trying to improve week on week.
Kevin McHugh, the legend of a footballer, doesn't exactly help when you're management, but I've noticed with your supporters, I think they know and there's empathy with you because of the injuries and how things have been for you.
Yeah, it's been tough 3 weeks, but we're not making any excuses, because as you see the night, you make excuses. Sometimes it gives the players excuses on the pitch. We made no excuses coming down here. We knew we were missing four or five really experienced players. But that's the most pleasing thing, leaving Longford tonight. Not just the point, it's the fact that boys stood up and really came to the fore and says, I want to be part of this team, you know. So.